Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Now, I would be completely lying to you if I said I listened to Lil Tecca's music. But to be fair, his supporters and the overall listeners of Lil Tecca's album, Plan A, have been bringing it up to me time and time again, asking why did I not cover this album in the slightest, like, at all. So, to do my part, as far as the due diligence in covering Lil Tecca, we are now here to talk about his album, Plan A. So, for those who don't know, and of course for his supporters that wanted me to do this, you know, here it is. As Plan A came out September 20th, 2024, under Republic Records, a division of UMG Recordings. So, shout out to Lil Tecca for being under the big dog in the music industry when it comes to Universal Music Group. But anyways, his album Plan A debuted with 42,000 units, and as far as its position on the album Billboard 200 list, he was at number 9. So it was definitely a strong outing, I would say. I mean, Big Sean just had 22,000. DaBaby just had 9,000. So with Lil Tecca putting up 42,000 first week sales, I mean, that's pretty pivotal in itself, because every artist that's flopping will tell you that first week sales don't matter. When in all actuality, that's the most anticipation that you can build as far as your supporters going to support your music. So why in the world would we take a whole universal litmus scale and just throw it away just because flopping rappers are talking about how first week sales don't matter? Now, what they mean is probably first week sales isn't the only thing that matters, because like Travis Scott, which I've pointed out multiple times, will go number one with a certain project selling t-shirts, hoodies, and things of that nature because he bundles it, because he's more of in the fashion industry. And then once his inventory runs out, basically, the music sales go down. Now, that is when I could give credence to what they say about first week sales not mattering. But even with that, the first week sales and then the second week sales drop off is a real thing. So once you garner that, once you cover that, as far as analyzing why it dropped off so much, it's still a pretty fair universal litmus scale to judge how pivotal and how important you are analytically to the masses, right? So anyways, with that out the way, Lil Tecca has been doing phenomenal. I mean, he had a track chart 45 on a hot R&B / hip hop songs chart. And then he had a track chart 18th on the New Zealand hot singles chart. Now, how did that happen? I would be very interested to hear how that would even, you know, be fathomable. So anyways, the track Never Last released simultaneously with number 2. And of course, when it comes to his other track, Taste. That was one of the singles. And then, okay, I can't read. My fault. Okay, so it's singles. So it was four singles before the album came out. Number two, released on May 3rd, 2024, alongside Never Last. And that track went 45 on the Hot R&B and Hip Hop Songs chart and 18th on New Zealand Hot Singles chart. Then you had Never Last, which released simultaneously with Number Two. There's no specific charting details with that track, so I'm just going to assume it didn't do as well. Then you had Taste, that released August 9th and went number 31 on New Zealand Hot Singles chart. What's up with these New Zealand stats? So, and then Bad Time, which released August 20th, made it onto 35 on a Hot R&B / Hip Hop Songs chart. I'm going to stop talking about New Zealand because I don't know what type of fan base they got, and I ain't trying to get in trouble. But is he like touring over there? Is he like giving them like a show to die for? Like, what type of wizardry is he doing over there to get the attention of so many people in New Zealand? Anyways, Plan A, 17 tracks, right? The album is very interesting because Little Tekka has emphasized that he wants to step into a more mature phase of his career, which is why this is titled Plan A. And the album actually has certain elements as far as his personal growth and development to make you understand why he's taking the route of going mature, right? Because I believe this is the same person, and this is how you know I don't listen to a lot of Lil Tekka. I think this is the same person that said, "I have two twin Glocks, turn into a dancer." I mean, I don't know how old Lil Tekka is, but that makes no sense. Lil Tekka age. Oh, this man's 22. That makes all the sense in the world. I ain't gonna lie to you. Because that track came out, what, like 3 years ago? Let me see, 20. Okay, so now that's 4, 5 years ago. Goodness. This man was 17? That's ridiculous. All right, no wonder he had that bar. So anyways, his brain just didn't fully develop. So we're going to let him slide. We're going to let him slide with that one. But he's 22 now, so hopefully he starts to get it together. And he seems like he's going to start getting it together as wanting to step into the mature phase of his career at such a young age with his album titled Plan A. It's pretty significant, especially for a young man like him. And then, of course, with the overall performance on the charts having 44,000 first week sales. I know 42,000 first week sales. Very, very impressive with every single hip hop rapper you know having such a downward spiral in their first week sales and just overall sales because, of course, people don't really have disposable income like that. So to even put up these numbers when you see superstar rappers flopping is impressive. So shout out to Lil Tekka. Shout out to his fan base. I'm glad that y'all have put Plan A on the map to the point where people have no choice but to recognize it. And also, he is putting up numbers in one of the more desolate years as far as numbers for hip hop, right? So some of the collaborative efforts on the album as Don Toliver with the track I Can't Let It Go. A lot of the engagement that Tekka has continued to receive from his fan base is basically because of the deep connection that he's just cultivated over time to the point where, like I said, I would not be covering this because I do not listen to Lil Tekka, but his people was adamant that I even give it, you know, just a review or a listen. So I may give it a listen maybe later on, but as far as right now, it is very interesting how his album is higher overseas in certain charts than it is in the U.S. And that is peculiar, but I was just going to point that out and let y'all do what y'all want with that information, right? As far as the album, there's something else I was wanting to get into. Oh, yeah. So Plan A, Plan A has Don Tolliver on it, and then that's basically it. The rest of it is just Lil Tecca. So 44 minutes, 18 tracks, and still showcasing why he is definitely a force to be reckoned with. Nah, just play it, my fault. He is definitely out here putting up numbers. And, you know, I'm not going to call him a big dog because, of course, you know, Meek Mill said you have to have 100,000 first week sales to be a big dog, which, of course, is a joke. I'm joking. But this definitely puts him in a certain category. I mean, he's been putting out music since, let's see, he's been putting out music since 2019. If I can count, hold up. Yeah, his first release on DSPs was 2019 with the track Somebody, which I do remember that track. That track was hard. But that track came out October 11th, 2019. So, you know how they say hip hop is like a running back type of career with 3 to 4 years and then you're out of the league? For Lil Tecca to still be going even after, I mean, he's still around that, but he's basically past that with him getting into his fifth year. So, because with 2019, with 2020, he really didn't start to 2020. So 2020, 2021, 22, 23, 24. So yeah, about 5 years. So with that being said, you know, he's definitely breaking the odds, or he's basically overcoming the odds as far as what people project as far as the career length. Pause. So with that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about Lil Tecca's new album out now on all DSPs titled Plan A? And if you've listened to it, what is your favorite track?
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.